Earnings per share formula, nature, significance, and calculation. Investors need to perform a fundamental analysis of a company's stock before buying it. By analyzing its financial statements and key metrics, investors become aware of a company's true value. One of the most important metrics in this process is earnings per share, EPS. EPS helps investors evaluate a company's profitability and its potential to deliver returns. It serves as a key indicator of financial health and future growth prospects. So, what is EPS? This blog explains the earnings per share formula, the calculation process, and explores the different types of EPS to give you a well-rounded understanding of this crucial financial metric. Understanding earnings per share. Earnings per share, or EPS, is a common share market metric that allows individuals to analyze a company's profitability. It shows how much profit a company can make for each of its shares. This financial metric informs investors about a company's overall financial health. A higher earnings per share ratio of a company shows that it is earning more profit. Every quarter, companies declare their EPS in their financial results. When comparing two companies with the same number of shares, the one with the higher EPS is generally the more attractive investment, as it suggests stronger earnings potential. Significance of EPS. EPS plays a vital role in guiding investment decisions, as it offers a clear snapshot of a company's profitability. A higher EPS shows higher profitability and greater market valuation, making the company's stock more attractive to investors. Additionally, EPS is also helpful in determining the stock price of a particular company. In general, companies with higher EPS tend to have higher share prices in the market. An EPS allows investors to analyze a company's past performance along with its financial standing. It also helps investors to compare the profitability of different companies. With this comparison, they can make informed decisions for portfolio diversification. What is the formula and calculation of earnings per share? After understanding the earnings per share meaning, you need to learn the formula for this metric. Formula of EPS equals net income, preferred dividend / weighted shares outstanding in end of period. Let us consider an example to understand how to calculate EPS. For instance, a company ABC has a net income of 8 rupees lakhs, and has to pay 1 lakh rupees as preferred dividends, with 2 lakhs common shares outstanding, weighted average, in a period. The EPS of company ABC, according to this formula, will be equals rupee 800,000 to 100,000, 200,000 equals 3 rupees. 5 per share. The income statement and the balance sheet of a company are dependent on this EPS calculation. It is also important to choose the weighted average number of common shares, since the total number of shares can change in a specific period. Most importantly, the dividends earned from non-cumulative and cumulative preferred stocks may influence EPS differently. For example, dividends on cumulative preferred stocks are deducted from net income to determine the current EPS. This process can be followed even if no dividends are declared in the current year. You do not have to subtract the dividends from the current year's net income unless they have been announced by management. What are the differences between diluted EPS and basic EPS? After analyzing the formula and the calculation procedure of EPS, it is also crucial to compare a diluted EPS and a basic EPS. Factors. Basic EPS. Diluted EPS. Definition. Earnings per share are based on actual outstanding common shares. Earnings per share assuming all convertible securities are exercised. Calculation. You can calculate a basic EPS by dividing a company's net income after tax by its weighted average shares outstanding for a specific period. The calculation of diluted EPS includes the occurrence of potential dilution from stock-based compensation, convertible securities, and other dilutive instruments. Dilutive securities. No. When the number of shares increases, whether through a new share issue or other reasons, dilutive effects happen. Yes, e.g. stock options, convertible debt, warrants. Diluted EPS takes all convertible securities into account. Share count basis. Only common shares currently outstanding. Common shares plus potential shares from convertible securities. Resulting EPS value. Higher, since fewer shares are considered. Lower, due to potential dilution. What are the different types of earnings per share? Now that you know how to calculate earnings per share, whether it is diluted or basic, here are the different types of EPS: adjusted EPS, being called the headline EPS, and adjusted EPS showcases the profits or losses from the core operations of a business. Ongoing EPS, you can calculate an ongoing EPS by considering current net income and discounts for one-off events. The usage of ongoing EPS is to understand a company's earnings through its primary business. Trailing EPS, this EPS ratio calculation considers a company's EPS for the past four quarters. This means you have to divide the net income of a company for a particular period by the number of outstanding shares of that period. GAAP or reported EPS, you can apply the earnings per share formula based on the generally accepted accounting principles. Final thought. Understanding what is earnings per share is crucial in identifying a company's profitability. The earnings per share formula is simple to use as it requires a company's net income, preferred dividends, and common outstanding shares. You can also determine a company's past performance with the help of this ratio. Do you want to invest in stock? Download the Taurus digital application and open a DMAT account without any fee. You may analyze the EPS of a company while investing in its stock through this platform. Frequently asked questions. What is EPS and how is it calculated? An EPS is a financial metric of a company that shows a company's earnings for each of its shares. You need to subtract the preferred dividends of a company from its net income, and then divide the outcome by the common outstanding shares. How to calculate a diluted EPS? You can calculate a company's diluted EPS by subtracting the preferred dividends from its net income. Then divide the outcome by the sum of the weighted average number of outstanding shares and dilutive shares. How to calculate a non-diluted EPS? You can calculate a non-diluted EPS by dividing the net income by the current outstanding shares of a company. What elements make up an EPS equation? An EPS equation includes dividend amount, net income, and current outstanding shares. What is the importance of earnings per share? Earnings per share, EPS, is a key financial metric that helps investors assess a company's profitability on a per-share basis. It plays a crucial role in stock selection, as a higher EPS often indicates a more profitable and financially stable company. How to calculate earnings per share ratio? Investors need to deduct the preferred dividends of a company from its net earnings. Then divide the result by the weighted outstanding shares.